Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 369. Oh, that's one of those
369.
Yes, like
the goose drank wine.
Did he? Oh, well, fair enough.
The monkey chewed tobacco on the Spit Street power line.
Clearly, your youth
the
rather
line
than
broke,
mine.
The monkey got choked, and they all
went to Bananarama. Was it Banana?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, darn it.
No, but we sang it in the Stretford End.
I didn't sing it in the Stretford
what
End.
What was it called? The clapping song.
Oh, I remember that one. Don't
Mama
remember who did it.
Mama told me. It wasn't
he's
Shirley
going to
Ellis.
Sing.
That was
can we ask everybody, how are we all doing? While Mike sings away to his little self. Right, I'm going into the chat.
1980, The Bell Stars.
The Bell Stars, that was right. Yeah. Kim was first, as Mike says. Winner, winner. Hello, Kim. Hello, Renee. Hello, Paul.
Johnny's nowhere to be
seen. Torrentially wet again. Oh, and it's supposed to be your summer. You need to come over here. What's the weather like? Raining and cold. It's this global warming, you see, that's doing it. Yeah. It's wet everywhere. Oh, dear. Hello, Alex. Who else have we got? Hello, Paul. How is it in Ohio? Because you had snow. Kim was first. You just refreshed. Indeed. Indeed, she was. Where's Jonathan? Oh! Man down. Man down. Quick, send the police out to Jonathan's. Has he ever been this late? I don't think so. I don't think so. Hello, Tony. Waiting to get your license plates. Oh, now you see, you can have custom ones, can't you? So have you gone for
he's
something?
On a work call. He'll be with us shortly.
Ah, on a Friday. Not only is it a Friday, can I also point out it's Sabbath for Jonathan because the sun's gone down. So knock it off, work. Leave
this
him alone.
True.
Leave him alone. Do you know when you do your mocks, which is usually November, your mock exams? We had a girl who was Jewish, and I think they were Orthodox. She had to take her afternoon exam like 2 hours earlier. The poor girl, it had to be in the same room as we were. So she like started her afternoon exam at like 12:30, whereas we were going to start it at like 2 o'clock or something. And then we all trooped in halfway through and she was sat on the stage while we were in the hall. Poor girl. Kim's expecting thunderstorms. May need to stand if the power goes out. You can't get on YouTube with your phone. Kim?
Yeah, let's not go there.
Let's not talk about power outages. It didn't end well. We have not had a power outage in how long here?
1974, miners' strike.
No, there was that time. Mum was still here. So it was at least 6.5 years ago. And for like 3 weeks, it went out every other day. Do you remember? But the thing here is, if the power goes out, you can guarantee something isn't going to turn back on. And do you remember what it used to be? It wasn't the kind of device you would have two of. When we had the trolley over there, and it had a scan hub on it.
Oh, yeah.
A switch.
Yeah.
100 gig switch. And every time the power went out, it blew. And I had to order another one. That's why we had to up what we did. We had to up our game with network equipment. Last night, I only had to fight one of the Velops. The other 8 Velops were absolutely fine. Yes, the power, it didn't do well last night. It wasn't good. And it carried on for quite some time. Although at least your mother was all right.
True.
Mind you, I know exactly how many households were affected for longer than
800 and something four.
Yes, 847.
It was on Twitter.
Yes. Oh, dear me. Kim says they have power outages on a regular basis. Now, that's weird. That's weird. We don't. So it's very unusual. But when it does happen, it's chaotic. Because people are supposed to have, I think it's a legal requirement these days, that if you have an alarm, you must have a backup battery. Because obviously, if the power's cut, the alarm goes off. Well, what was it like? There was a crescendo of alarms outside. But this power outage was huge. It was all across Manchester. So, yeah, we had great fun last night. Not as soon as you're trying to do any work, it's like the planets align against you. And last night was one of those.
Yeah, I was in bed.
The fridge did come back on. I'm assuming the freezers are okay.
Yeah.
So I would have expected them to be all right. What I find with equipment like that, it falls into two categories. If you've got really, really cheap equipment, which these switches were, I think they were about £18-20, they might not fare well. And they didn't on a regular basis, to the point I had to like buy two, so we had a spare. Otherwise, you know, your network was down. If you've got really expensive equipment that's all fancy, that doesn't fare well either. You need the kind of middle ground where it's just good enough. So I don't think we lost anything permanently last night, but then no, I haven't tried everything. So. You said the computers came back in the end.
Yeah.
Which was like the third time the power went off. Oh, yes, yeah, so we had great fun, but the fridge was okay. Kim's mum's got a power outage right now. I mean, is this just something that's accepted? I've heard in the States of something called a brownout, but I've never heard that term used here. I'm assuming, and wasn't it something like a rolling brownout, which was like, what's that? Then I watched this programme about, it was some history thing, and it was to do with the fact that it was basically deliberate to keep people reliant on the companies. It sounded horrific. Sounded horrific. But no, we don't have brownouts as far as I'm aware. It was talked about in relation to Brexit because we share electric and gas, or we used to, across the EU. And now we're on our own. And there's a lot of hydroelectric power comes from Norway and Sweden. And we'd have to have a deal with them separately. So there was all that about it as well. Right, what else have I got? The weather regularly take down the lines, and even though they're underground, the lines leading to us are on poles. We have had that. Oh, the majority of ours are on poles, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, we even have it where they go
most
over
of the
motorway.
Lola sniffs.
Lola. Most of them go over the motorways, although the more modern ones tend to go under. So I've always worried going along a motorway. If you can imagine, like, the planets aligning and the worst accident you could imagine would be like a plane trying to land on a motorway with these pylons either side. And if that sounds far-fetched, it almost happened. Well, it did, didn't it?
Mm.
That one in Nottingham that time.
Kegworth.
Kegworth. The plane came down. Now, to be honest, that was the pilot. Shut down the wrong engine, don't ask. It came down, it was going to East Midlands Airport, which is stupidly located alongside the motorway. So it approached from the side at a 90 degree angle to the motorway. It just about cleared the motorway, but not quite, and went into an embankment. But if you can imagine, you've got the traffic on the motorway, you've got the traffic on the other road, you've got this plane coming down, and you've got pylons. It's an accident waiting to happen. And I believe, from what I've heard, on the M33 group, that there is some kind of electrical work going on the motorway, the M60. And the M60 is about a mile and a half from us. So it could well be that. But there again, it took the whole of Manchester down. So maybe that's got absolutely nothing to do with it. Don't know. But we didn't have any electric. We have new people. Hello, Deb. CQ. Nearly missed you, but I didn't. They do. Ask Debbie. They have regular rolling brownouts in California. I don't understand that. You know, again, we've got this vision of like possibly other countries. I had a friend once. He was in an Adobe group and he was trying to run an Adobe user group. And I think it was somewhere in India. And it wasn't somewhere that you would, you know, that was like a big centre like Mumbai. It was somewhere quite rural, quite small. And he literally did not have power for like anything from 23 hours a day to about 18 hours a day. So what he used to do was charge up like power bricks when there was power and get the solar bricks. And he would work by a candle. It was just amazing. Absolutely amazing. I would expect countries like that to have issues, but not America. It seems really weird to me that. We've had a couple of issues that have been nationwide, but literally that would be totally the exception. Once in a 30-year thing. There are issues where they say, you know, don't all put the kettle on at once in like the World Cup or something like that. If England got to the World Cup final, there would be a pressure on the national grid at half time. So it'd be that kind of thing. So basically, if you want a drink at half time and you don't want to lose the TV, make it in a flask earlier. If only people would. It was a history pro, not a history program, a kind of modern documentary, and it was about. It took you through a 48-hour period in Rio with the hydroelectric dam that they had. It was amazing. It was totally fascinating. They took you right down to the bowels of this thing and shown you how it worked. And they'd picked a weekend where there was a local football derby, and they were monitoring the power by the second to make sure there was enough power going over to the stadium, but also enough power in domestic situations like for half time. Absolutely amazing. But I would never have thought of it in America, but that could just be me. Oh, Paul's okay. It's cool and no adverse reaction to the COVID jab yet. Excellent. My friend had one today, the parish secretary, and she's literally just texted me. So I didn't get to read what the text said. That was like 2 minutes ago. Let's have a look. She's good. She's good. It's okay. She's not got three heads yet. She's okay. So that's always good to hear. Yes. What else is happening today? Some stuff that I read that I will share with you. That's just like head desk. There you go. And how are you feeling, Tony? How's Tony feeling? Hope you're feeling much improved. Update on the Wavlink dock. You have three screens running plus sidecar, four screens in total. Fun experiment. Worked smoothly. Excellent, Renee. Oh, you're going to tempt me into one of those yet. Although, I must admit, I'm tempted by software today and a little bit of a gizmo. So I need to put the credit card away. Need to give it a rest. California has a lot of energy needs and they don't have a lot of energy production. We sell them our energy from Washington and sometimes they don't have enough energy. I'd have thought it'd be like a joined up system, but clearly not, which is weird, isn't it? To us, that would be very weird. We have the national grid, as the name implies, so it's not done on a county by county basis. Some counties would obviously require more. If you think about London, there's 9 million people in London, and yet there's only like 46, 47 million in the rest of the country. So there are swathes of it that don't need electric at all. So it's a national system. And this will have been some kind of local snafu last night. But when I say local, it was quite large for a power outage in the UK. A local snafu would be like 500,000 people, if that. But this one seemed to go wider. And it was weird. In different locations, it was on and off for different amounts of time. And they narrowed it down to 847 households. Which is like, well, why those? But we don't know. We don't know. It's been up all right since. But, touch wood, if we disappear suddenly tonight, then you know what happened. I was actually thinking, how could we stop that happening? But we can't, can we? There's no way to stop that happening. No. So if we vanish, we're going to have to be in on a device so we can carry on and say, oh, look, no power. And we'll see how we go. Right. So let me carry on here. You're just transferring tax from one vehicle to another. You're allowed to do that? Are we allowed to do that?
If it's a private plate, yeah.
It's not common here, though, is it? Unless it's a private plate.
Yeah.
A private plate means it's not just some random generated number. It's a plate that you've bought. So if you'd got, like, if you could buy G1 LES, then that would be like Giles. That's a private plate. But that would be sold privately. It would not be allocated at the point that you buy the vehicle. And you can swap those. People tend not to swap them if you're just swapping from one to another. But I know in the States you do. And wasn't that that story about Steve Jobs? He did not want a plate on his car. And there was something where he lived, which is probably California, where you have got 6 months to put a plate on a new car. Now, you wouldn't buy a car here with no plate. But what he used to do was get a new car every 6 months. And then he never needed to have a plate on it. Which is, again, that's criminal. If you think about one of the reasons to have a plate in an accident, you know, you can see who the other vehicle is. But you get 6 months and you wouldn't know who he was, would you? Well, you would know because he was Steve Jobs. But do you know what I mean? That is insane as far as I'm concerned. We have so many incidents here between push bikes, cycles. I know you don't call them push bikes in America, but pedal powered bikes, rather than motorised bikes. Motorised bikes do have number plates, but pedal cycles do not. But there is such a fracas between cyclists and motorists in this country that they're actually thinking of putting registration plates on bikes. And that way, if a bike, I mean, people on bikes, they would claim that they are very safe road users and it's the motorised vehicles that are the problem. And you see these videos and they are horrific. And you've got to agree, you know, that was dangerous driving. But sometimes people on bikes are just as bad. They will cut cars up and then claim it was the car's fault. And obviously, if they speed off, you may have CCTV footage, you know, your car cam footage, but you can't identify them because there's no registration. So they're thinking of putting registrations on now so you can. That kicked it off. But there again, everything kicks everything off these days, doesn't it?
Seen who our new sponsor is?
Have you got a new sponsor?
Yeah.
Go on.
TeamViewer.
That is cool if you think of Team.
Yeah.
I much preferred it when it was Sharp.
Yeah.
Right. So Tony's all good, which is good to hear. And then you'll be like new. Excellent. Fingers crossed. Ah, you do stuff different than in the States. You do. That's what's so strange. You know, you think separated by a common language. There's so much that's very, very different. He could afford to buy a new car every 6 months. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Hello, Anthony. Got your mail. We'll be mailing you at the weekend. In Holland, we have more bikes than people, but not too many incidents. I think that's a cultural thing, Renee. It's like we're saying with Paul that you do things so different. Bikes are very much treated as second-class citizens here. But they're quite vociferous if you're a bike user. Think a vegan. Oh, God, can you imagine a vegan bike user? So it does kick off frequently. And now, of course, you've got these GoPro type cameras. We've got a DJ here. He does an afternoon show and he does TV as well, Jeremy Vine. And he is an avid bike rider. And he bikes into the centre of London to the studios on a daily basis. And he has a helmet on with a GoPro on it. And the GoPro, he also has two more GoPros, or at least two, I think possibly five. But he has one on his chest facing forward, one on his chest facing backwards. And then there's a couple on the bike. And he has footage, I would say, easily twice a week of somebody who has done something incredibly dangerous. To the point with some of his videos, you think, oh, did they actually manage to live? You know, they were that bad. So it's a cultural thing. People are not that familiar with riding a bike. We do have a certification type test thing. And you're a child. Cycling proficiency. Which I took twice. But people don't tend to stick with bikes on after they leave school, unless it's like a health decision or something like that.
Johnny's got steak and chips.
Oh, tucking into dinner. Excellent. Excellent. Kim says, wow, Steve Jobs, that's how the rich think, I guess. Just buy a new one. Maybe that's why they build their computers, to throw them away and not to upgrade. Indeed, Kim. What a point. The more I see of Apple, it's the niggly little things. You know, we'd said the other day that we've had this computer on the desk long enough that we finally got past the cancel or allow.
Mm.
No. I installed an app, which I'll be showing you tonight very briefly. It's a photo editing app. Nothing exciting. You know, it's not going to blow the computer up. So you think to yourself, you know, how far wrong can you go? I run it. It runs, it's fine. I open a file, I can get going with it. I then hold a key down. which is a standard key, and try to zoom in on the mouse, which the app supports, no problem at all. I then get a cancel or allow dialog box that I've got to give it inherent permission at system level to be able to do that. I thought, how ridiculous. So I click the button, at which point it then says, you need to restart the app for this to take effect. I'm in the middle of editing a photo, Apple, which I hadn't saved. Now, it didn't matter. It was a demo thing. That's not the point. It's niggly. And it's niggly 3 months into it. And all I did was install an app that's a photo editing app. It's not got access to the kernel, for crying out loud. I don't get it. I don't get it. Apple have been secure enough for long enough not to have to disrupt your workflow like that. Another thing is not being able to drag and drop an image out of a browser. It's so basic, and they won't let you do it. They will let you do it with Safari, but not other browsers. Don't get me going. Don't get me going. I'm loving that, Alex. People in the UK drive without tax and insurance and fictitious number plates. They do. That's not uncommon. Not as uncommon as you would like to think it would be. I had a case once. Do you remember when I ended up in Hartlepool? It was a long story. It was a case where our client, because we would represent the victims in all of this, our client had been hit by somebody else and the car was a write-off. And they needed, obviously, their insurers needed to sue somebody. And it was the other driver's fault. The other driver was, well, the name that he gave and whatever, clearly not real. So there was no tax, no insurance, and a fictitious number plate. And we were having to try and fight against that. And there is no way to fight against that. So if you just have an accident, you don't know who the person is to blame, they basically get away with it. What we had to do, there is a residual pool of money UK-wide that is put there every year from insurance companies for uninsured drivers. Because otherwise, the person having the victim in it, where the car's a write-off, they get nothing. If they have to claim against their own insurance, then their own insurance will go sky high. So it was quite awkward with this case that we thought we knew who it was, but we couldn't actually prove it. And I got sent up there, talk about on a Hail Mary. Just see what you can do. We don't want it struck out. I thought, and the evidence we've got, oh, we've got none. Okay, fair enough. So I went up to Hartlepool. Hartlepool Magistrates Court. Did we stay out that night? I don't think we did. I think we came back the same day. I took Mum with me. She had a blast around one of the shopping malls. You know Mum with new shopping malls. True. Oh, go investigate. And before 2 seconds has gone, she's found a coffee bar. Anyway, she had a ball. Me in the Mags Court, less so. But you know what? It didn't get struck out. I fought like a tigress for this thing not to be struck out, and it wasn't struck out. What did help was, obviously, if the other person wants to remain anonymous, then they can't be represented in court, can they? So there wasn't actually anybody to argue against me. But it could still have been struck out because there was no way forward with it, not in the long term, not unless you could get some evidence. And I don't think we were going to get any evidence. Oh.
Right, I'm going to do chorey things.
Chorey things?
Chorey things.
Okay, you do chorey things.
Washing up and waiting for the...
But I have been good with the knives and forks, haven't I? They've all been in the same place.
They're waiting for the what's it, man?
Oh, yes, it's the Tesco man. Or possibly the Tesco Wendy.
The Tesco Wendy.
You never know. And I know I will be out on time, otherwise I won't get any dinner, will I? Because we've got to go live again at 9.
Yeah.
And it's been a bit busy today. Because it's Do Not Copy and Paste 2 weeks, Mike's webinars are... Is it 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, 3 weeks. Mike's webinars are at weird times. So he's like barely finished at work before he's into a webinar. Yeah,
we see each other.
Do you know, we barely do see each other. It's ridiculous. Mm. But we've decided we're going to earmark a night, aren't we?
Yes.
For some peace and quiet.
A date night.
I would say take the phone off the hook, but we haven't got a phone and the doorbell never works anyway. It'll be peaceful and quiet from 8 o'clock. Oh, dear me. Banks are very big in Washington. We've tried it a couple of times here. There are a couple of cities in the UK where bikes are bigger than they are elsewhere. One is Oxford. Oxford is riddled with bikes because obviously it's a huge student thing. There's also so little parking in there. Bikes are the best way to go. So there's Oxford. Cambridge is probably similar, although I've not been to Cambridge. They tried it in Manchester and the bikes got nicked, which tells you all you need to know, really, doesn't it? So there probably won't be many more. Let's have a look about that from Anthony. Why isn't this scrolling properly? I've just seen it, then it's disappeared. Crying out loud, where's it gone? Right. He was assaulted in court. It all on his head cam. As a result, the woman was prosecuted. If you mean Jeremy Vine, that was that woman in the mini, wasn't it? Oh, she was vile. She was absolutely vile. He was driving up the middle of a road, and that was her problem. She thought he should be to the side. But the thing was, as a cyclist, you are allowed to drive up the middle of a road that was as narrow as this one was, when it had vehicles parked on either side, and she let rip. And I thought, it was rude to start with. But she actually got out of the vehicle and got really, really stroppy with him. Yeah, that was bad news. But she did get found guilty of that. She got charged and found guilty. I wonder if there's a video of that anywhere. There must be, surely. Mind you, it might be subdued, I say. Right, Jeremy Vine. It'd be road rage, really, wasn't it? Because she was... There it is. Yeah, I think he said, don't assault me. Good grief, that's 4 or 5 years ago now. Oh, scary. Let's have a look. Where's that hosted? I think it'd be that one. I've got this from Bing. Something weird's happened with my browser and it's defaulted to Bing. But, yeah, there you go. She gets out the car. But, you know, you take one look and you think, yeah, that's Jeremy Vine. And the other thing is he's got lots of cameras all over him. Don't do that. But she did. Silly woman. Right. Right, I'm back in the right place now. Renee had veggie chicken nuggets, noodles and vegetables. Tomorrow it's burger night. How can it be veggie and chicken? Well, a vegetarian chicken. Oh, you're making up your own stories here. I'm loving it. Hello, Tracy. Tracy makes a very good point. Surprise, California doesn't have enough power production. Between the sun and waves, you'd have thought there'd be renewables in abundance. I think the issue is there are vested interests that don't particularly want renewables. That seemed to be what I took from this documentary that I saw. It looks like chicken, it's just a vegetarian product. Does it taste like chicken or does it taste like something else? Mind you, if you're vegetarian, you may never have tasted chicken. Chicken can be quite bland on its own, to be honest, can't it? Oh, Deb says the cyclists here are idiots. I don't think they need to obey the rules of the road, even have their own lanes. If you get within several feet, you get fined. Wow. We have tried with cyclists to have like cycle lanes and stuff. The trouble is, car drivers are feeling victimised with it all. If you have bus lanes and cycle lanes, it means there's so little room left for the cars that the traffic is worse because they don't put enough buses on to warrant using the bus lanes, and the cycle lanes are pretty much empty all the time. So all you're doing is making the traffic worse, not better. And the drivers don't appreciate it, and that makes them annoyed. And then it doesn't take much. It's a very short fuse, put it like that. You're the same cyclist. They can be crazy, Kim. We actually had a cyclist here, and I think it's the only one I've ever heard of, up for murder. He was riding a bike. I don't think it had brakes. He was riding at an alarming speed downhill and hit this woman. Caused an accident and she died. And he did get prosecuted for that. I cannot remember for the life of me if he was put away for it, but he did get prosecuted and I think he was found guilty. But then you've got the problem of the factions, the tribalism that's so rife. All the car drivers supported the fact that it was his fault. And all the cyclists said it wasn't his fault. It's a bike. You know, he shouldn't be charged with it. And I always think you need to be completely impartial, irrespective of whether you're a bike rider or a car driver. But that's it. Everybody seems to be on a much shorter fuse than they've ever been on before, the way it is at the moment. So some people have taken up cycling in lockdown. Whether it will carry on, I don't know. Windmills. We actually saw one of those windmills close up, Tracy. There was about five on a hill not that long ago, and they are absolutely huge. And you'd imagine as you watch them close up, they don't seem to be like turning that fast. You wouldn't think it would do any good, but clearly it does. But many times you see them in the Peak District, the Lake District. They are an eyesore in the Lake District, to be honest. But there was five on a hill and one got struck by lightning and took the rest out. And there was this picture. Somebody had actually caught it. It could have been from a video. The second it actually hit it and the whole sky had lit up. You're thinking, dangerous much. But it's either that or nuclear, I guess. So the pro cyclists. The only cyclists here that are crazy are the pro cyclists. Well, obviously we have pro cyclists now. The velodrome was actually built for the, I can't remember the year now. When did we have the European Championship? No, the Commonwealth Games. Manchester had the Commonwealth Games and we built the velodrome. And British cycling took off after that. We've now got like lots of world champions. They were obviously used for the Olympic Games in 2012. So we have lots of those. And yes, they do actually work on the roads. And I anecdotally know of somebody who worked with the pro cyclists. And yes, they seem to have a death wish. Let's just put it like that. Is Mummy Mike joining us again? No, I think once was enough, Jonathan. But what's really funny, she did her own YouTube live on Monday. So maybe last week was research. And it's comical because this thing that she did had a URL. And when Mike sat there waiting at the URL, it was ridiculous. We were just waiting and waiting and it didn't. She didn't appear live. We eventually found they'd have to use a different stream. So the URL that we'd got was for the scheduled one, but it didn't actually happen at that point. So I'm going into YouTube now, and you know you get like a wall of video. You've watched this, you might want to watch this. And sometimes it's videos that you've actually seen, maybe not finished. And I've got Mike's mother in my suggested at the moment in YouTube. It's completely comical. But I don't think she'll be joining us again today. But I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Oh, Chorley cakes. I used to love Chorley cakes. They were like Eccles cakes, steamrolled, weren't they? With beautiful pastry on. No, don't get me going because now I've got to be gluten-free. But they were fantastic. And she had an accident involving a taxi driver a few years ago, ran into the side of us. But an invisible witness said it was our fault. Insurers had to pay out. That is so bad. That's why I said to Mike, we need cameras. What happened to Rachel was she went to park at Nina and Chidge's. And they live in a service road. I don't know if you've got any idea what that looks like. Let's have a look. Avenue sale. Let's try that. See if I can actually find a picky of it. I can. It's about there. But basically, there is a huge main road running outside our house and it goes to their house. Oh, look at that. That is. Let me see if I can share that exactly at that point. Don't move. Right. Let me share this and tell me what you can see. Can you see a greenish car in a driveway? If you can, that's Mike and Nina's house. Chidge and Nina. Well, if you rotate a little bit, you'll see Manor Avenue, the main road. That goes from their house straight up to our house. And that little bit that you see there is a service road. So the houses are on, the address would be Manor Avenue, but it's a little service road. So Rachel parked outside their house. She parked where those little green tree things are. So she parked there. At the time, those little green tree things went to the edge of the driveway. You can now see that where he's got his little green car, they've been pulled right back. That's so you can get four or five cars on there if you need to. Because she parked on the little side road thing and somebody came and hit her and disappeared. So she had to pay to have that repaired. And there's no cheap repairs on cars when it's bodywork. So I think it cost about £800. I mean, she's a nurse, you know, 1% pay rise. She does not need that kind of expense. So they decided after that they would all get cameras in the cars. But the problem with that is they can't really be on all the time or they're draining the battery. And she was parked. She wasn't in it when somebody hit her. But there is this thing that's like a motion detection where the cameras will turn on if it's hit, but it's not turned on if you're with me, like a very low drain setting. So that's what they did. But you'd need cameras all over the place, wouldn't you? Not just at the front and back. If somebody hits you at the side, you're not even going to see it. Oh, it's bad news. It really is. Why people just can't be normal? Instead of arguing the toss with each other and doing stupid things. I mean, it would take something to cause as much damage as happened to her car just between those two trees in front of the little green hedge. Can you see that on the thing there? See you later, Jonathan. All right, I'm back up here. And Paul's off. See you, Paul. Tastes better than chicken. Chicken is usually a bit tasteless. That's very true. I always find with chicken, you need to put something with it. We got a recipe about 2-3 weeks ago, and it's like root vegetables with chicken, but there's an orange involved, and you kind of soak the chicken in the orange, and then you throw the orange in with the root vegetables as you roast it. It's really nice, really nice. But chicken itself is more like a base, isn't it? I always said that once I wasn't eating bread, it was like, bread's actually pretty tasteless. You're using the bread to hold the food together so you can eat it without using a knife and fork, which is the essence of Greggs in the UK, if you think about it. Although they could just give you a paper bag and we all eat from a paper bag. I refuse to walk up the street eating from a paper bag. You're like a horse. No, that's never done. But many, many, many people do. And then they go in shops. Oh, no. And that was before COVID. Can you imagine the state now? Oh, Tracy wouldn't know Jeremy Vine from Madam. Well, clearly neither did she, Tracy, and it didn't end well. Right, I'm scrolling up here. This keeps scrolling on its own, honestly. Ridiculous. Right, I've got that bit. When Jonathan went to Norway for work, he told the cyclist he's always in the right if there's an accident, and it's always the motorist's fault. Didn't quite understand how that works. To encourage people to cycle, probably. But the thing is, motorists are penalised more and more and more and more. It is utterly ridiculous, the state of it. We should all have maybe road awareness courses rather than a cycle course or a car course. Just road awareness. Every time I go out, I say, well, obviously not in the last year. But prior to that, every time I went out, even if I just went to the dentist, which is about 3-4 miles away, literally, people are worse than they were the last time I went. They ignore road signs. They ignore one-way streets. You name it, they ignore it. It's difficult not to have an accident these days because it's that bad. Right. Catching up. Wow, Renee, we have a law that children under the age of 15 are never guilty of accidents. I don't think that would work here. We have 10 as an age of criminal responsibility. But generally, whenever that is put to the test, it's something like a murder. We even had it questioned in a rape, which gave us double problems because there's a presumption that children under 13 can't do that. And then you've got this criminal age of responsibility, which is 10. But, you know, a child of 9 these days is not a child of 9 when we were 9. They are far savvier. They've been online since they were 2, probably. There's nothing they don't know. But it's still 10 here. But I think that would cause major problems here. that if I think about the number of incidents, shall we say, of children between 10 and 15, that would probably be a good 20% of all criminal cases. Wow, that would definitely cause problems here. Maybe the cyclists are more disciplined in Norway. They're not disciplined here, I can tell you that. I did not see that video, Renee. I shall have to go and have a look at that one. Alex heard a story about a private hire bus went over a curb and all the passengers claimed whiplash injury. Insurer asked the bus company how many seats were on the bus. About 10 people claimed... Where's the other half of that? Where's the other half of that? I'm scrolling. I'm looking for it. It wouldn't surprise me because, to be honest, I worked for a company and their business was road traffic accidents. And they always worked for the plaintiff. So we were always suing insurance companies. It wasn't uncommon to find that you'd got 5 open cases from the same person. Now, that would only be discovered. How it worked was, if your car was damaged, you could hire another car. And we got the work from the hire companies. So if we had 5 hire companies, 5 different fee earners would be 1 fee earner per hire company. And what that meant was, you may never have found the correlation. And we didn't until we computerised. And then we realised that we were representing the same person 5 times in 5 different accidents, who incidentally, in a car the size of a Mini, just happened to have 7 friends in it with him, who have also now got whiplash. And it was like, what do we do with this? Because before we didn't know, now we do know, what do we do? Because they were clearly, that was their business. That was what they did all day, every day. Right. Exit has a brilliant cycle network, much of it by the river or canal. You see, that would be a good use of the canal towpaths, wouldn't it? But the problem with that is, as we mentioned a while back with Mike not taking Lola over to the canal, we keep having sexual offences at the canal. The latest one, I think there was about 12 offences. They've caught him. So I would say it's safe to go out again, but, you know, time will prove that no, it's not. But the flasher in the park got caught by the guy with the Staffordshire Bull Terrier with the teeth. And the one on the canal towpath got caught. But you're hearing stories now, particularly after this Sarah Everard case, which was a young lady who was walking home one night. It was abducted and murdered by a serving police officer, which is the thing that I think has finally pushed people's buttons. So now we've got this big thing from women's groups. I think the hashtag is Reclaim Our Streets, something like that. So it's very much in the news at the moment. But, you know, it's not uncommon to see somebody running along and grab a woman. And what do you do? Because they've gone by the time you've thought, whoa, what was that? There was a lady out jogging and it was broad daylight and it wasn't by a canal either. It was in broad daylight on a road and this guy grabbed her. He didn't hang around. He literally just reached out and touched her inappropriately and then ran off. What are you supposed to do about that? Unless somebody happens to have CCTV or you happen to be wandering around with cameras on. It's just not safe out there, is it? Is it because there's fewer people about? Are people like the guys in question desperate because they've been in the house for a year? I don't know, but it just seems to be at the moment. It's everywhere you turn. And like, Mike's a bloke with a dog and I'm still saying don't go here and don't go there. Not safe there. It's every time I look at the news, which is why I look at the pandas instead, because it doesn't do anything for my blood pressure. Oh, now Paul says Sydney City had a big argument about putting bike lanes in. They were put in eventually. Do people use them a lot, though? Because I will say the ones in Manchester do not get a lot of use. They don't. Old railroads have been converted to paths that cyclists use. Beware of if you're walking on them. That's the thing, Kim, isn't it? You've got people who want to walk, drive, take a train, and everybody seems to be clashing with everybody else at the moment. Maybe people are just stressed with the COVID thing and can't bear it. Whatever you're driving, even if it's a mobility scooter that can only go about 5 miles an hour, you should still be responsible if you hurt someone. Totally agree, Anthony. And maybe, you know, things like that or a bike. I mean, you let children of like 3 out on a bike. They could hurt somebody. So rather than just, oh, look at him, isn't he doing well on his bike? There needs to be something. Age appropriate, fair enough. But a responsibility rather than this blame culture. Which I hate that. It should be you take responsibility if you do it. But it becomes tribal. And people aren't listening to what actually happened. It's just, well, I'm a biker, so therefore the car was at fault. Or I'm a driver, so therefore the biker must have been at fault. And they don't actually know. They're literally just sticking with their tribe. I mean, if you go on Twitter and mention cyclist, well, in fact, don't. Go on Twitter and look up cyclist. And you'll get an idea for what it was like. Oh, Tracy says, a cyclist killed one of our respected independentist leaders. She was using a zebra crossing and he ran over, hit her on the head, on the ground, died the same night, Valentine's Day. I mean, that is just horrific. One thing I will say generally about cyclists, and I am being very general here, there's so many of them don't have lights on or they're wearing black. So when we were driving back from, you know, when we could go out, when we were driving back from Catinian Dues, although I was the passenger, Mike would say to me, can you keep your eye out for cyclists? Because you just can't see them. If you can imagine that they're on a bike in black and we don't have street lights on every road. So if we're coming back from somewhere a little bit rural, like Macclesfield or Wilmslow, if we come back on a main road, great. But sometimes the main roads are shut overnight for cleaning, so you have no choice. You're looking at windy roads, no lights, it's pitch black. So the only lights you've got are your headlights. But, you know, round the corner, there could be somebody on a bike in the middle of the road. You really don't know. And about 3 or 4 times I've said to Mike, there is a bike up ahead. He's about 100 yards, blah, blah, blah. Not a light in sight. It should be a criminal offence to be riding a bike with no lights. In fact, there is a story about that from many years ago. This wouldn't happen today in terms of somebody getting fined for it. But Duncan Edwards was one of the football players who died in the Munich air crash. And he was from Birmingham, which is known as the Black Country. Not because there's a lot of black people there, because there wasn't at the time. I think it was the industries that were there. And he moved up from Birmingham to Manchester. But they didn't have cars in those days. He had a bike. And he was riding this bike to training early one morning and the lights weren't on it. And a policeman pulls him over and he says, right, so what's your name? So that he said, Duncan Edwards. And he went, yeah, pull the other one. What's your name? And he said, it's Duncan Edwards. I really am Duncan Edwards. And he said, well, that ain't going to stop me fining you, mate. And he fined him for not having lights on his bike. But, you know, these days, I don't think that would happen. There's too much other crime. I don't think it would happen. But Duncan never rode a bike without lights again. But yet cyclists can kill and maim just as much as anybody in a car. Less likely, maybe, but. Oh, I've got a link there from Kim. Let me have a look at that. I can smell dinner as well. Mike's doing well down there. I'm always surprised at how much water you have around you. That is one heck of a ride, isn't it? Wow. Amazing. I love all these little islands in there as well. I've no idea what I was watching, but it mentioned this place and it was on the shoreline somewhere near, could have been Lake Superior. It would have been a murder case about Lake Superior. And I went off to Google Earth and had a look and went along this road. And it was fascinating. All the little islands that were within this waterway between two halves of a lake. It was fascinating. I'm going to have a look at that on a map where I can zoom around. A path around Seattle and no cars on the path. Nice wooded areas. I'm going to try that on a map. I will try that, Kim. A police cyclist who was escorting a royal car hit an elderly lady on a pedestrian crossing. Don't know if the officer was prosecuted. That's happened a couple of times, hasn't it, Anthony? That is exactly how Heather Mills lost her leg. she was just walking across a crossing with her then boyfriend in London, and it was a police motorcyclist, and I think there was, it wasn't an exercise, but he had been summoned to one of the royal palaces. He was, like you say, he wasn't escorting a royal car. He was going from wherever he was to one of the royal palaces because some emergency had been raised. And he hit Heather Mills and she lost a leg. So, again, you wish you could stop all this, but what can you do? Right. Let me catch up with that. Main role for white bread was a cheap filling food to give poor people so they didn't feel hungry. I think it does to me, Auntie. It just makes me feel ill. It just makes me feel ill. Oh. Taxi driver. 5 accidents in the past 3 years, none of them his fault. Trouble is, it becomes like, well, you're the common factor, which I've heard before, Anthony. Ludicrous. Right, I'm going to get that video link and I'm going to watch that, Renee. Lake Superior is very large. They even have tides. Yeah, I did. On this video, it was a ship that had gone missing. It was quite a while ago. And I'm like, but lake. Lake has a totally different meaning here. But when I saw this video, it was like, wow. And it's also absolutely massive, isn't it? I mean, to us, that's like an ocean, not a river or a lake. Wow. Did she do our Dancing with the Stars? I think she did, because I think she took the leg off, didn't she, to show people. She's very open with it, which is good. She has a bit of a reputation with the British press here of being a bit of a glory hunter. But she's done a lot of good in terms of, she's had a charity that she was exporting to places where these children with missing limbs would have no chance of a prosthetic. She was sending them over there. So she's done a lot of good as well, but British press don't like her. Because, yes, Renee, she married Paul McCartney. Now, he's like a national treasure and you can't do that, basically. She was seen in exactly the same way as Meghan Markle, trailer trash, which is shocking. But that's the British press for you. They were married for, I think it was 6 years, and they have a daughter. I think she's about 18, Beatrice. But they did separate. They got divorced a long time ago. And he remarried somebody called Nancy. I don't know. She's American, but I don't know if she's an actor. I don't think she's an actor. But I can't. I've no idea. Oh, she could be an artist. She could be an artist. I'm not sure, but her name's Nancy. But yes, she did. And her time married to him was nothing short of purgatory, thanks to the British press. Oh, the British press should be taken out and flogged. But what can you do with them? They are beyond control, the British press. They love to build people up, which they did with Heather Mills. She was a superstar. The second she started dating Paul McCartney, that was it. They turned. And they were like a rabid pack of wolves. They ripped her to pieces. You will find very little information or interviews with her now. She keeps a very low profile because if she didn't, they would crucify her again. Can't keep up with relationships. Me neither. I just happen to know that because the other day I was thinking, I haven't heard a word from Heather Mills in years. So I went to have a look and I thought, oh, well, I remember that they split up. Oh, well, they got divorced. Oh, he's married somebody else. But she's just kept a very, 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 very low profile since. But then would you want grief from the British press? No, of course you wouldn't. Right. Well, at that point, I'm going to wrap it up because I can hear Mike about to call me for food because I haven't had anything at all today yet. It's a long story to do with the fact I was up half the night trying to catch up because the power went off. Ah, happy days here. But we will be back with you in just over an hour. Magpie's After Hours, do not miss it. We have got Notion subscription tracker, who doesn't need a subscription tracker, and something new inspired by young Jonathan and his quest for a notes app, a basic notes app that just works. That was the trick. Yeah, well, when he said notes app, oh, excellent, 900 to choose from, that works. Oh, that limits us. So I found two. So we're going to have a look at one of them. Okay, so until later, I'm going to say goodnight from me and I will say goodnight from Mike. We will both see you later. Stay safe, guys.